Right now in Lansing, Michigan is living in a crazy budget situation. It's both passed and not passed at the same time. Let's open the box and break it down. Welcome to the Middle Ground, Mike, where we step off the partisan battlefield and look for solutions that actually work. I'm your host, Joe, and today we're tackling high-stakes moments in Michigan politics. With the state budget unresolved and the October 1st government shutdown deadline looming, and this impacting education funding for the whole year, what's on the table matters. It's whether it's school, roads, water, or our families across the state. If you want deeper analysis like this, sign up for our biweekly newsletter at themiddlegroundmike.com/newsletter. And if you're committed to bringing more political conversations in the spotlight, consider supporting our Patreon, and you can find it on the website. Well, let's get into it. Budget deadline and legislative gridlock. You know, when I was growing up, people always used to talk about how gridlock was a good thing. It meant the government couldn't make anything worse. Well, now gridlock has gotten so bad that they can't accomplish anything. You know, the House, Michigan risks a state government shutdown if the budget is imbalanced by October 1st, and a state government shutdown isn't good for anybody. It's not good for kids. It's not good for adults. It's not good for businesses. It's not good for schools because the schools don't know which direction to go in. You know, and it puts the state into limbo, right? It's kind of like the Schrodinger's cat paradox, right? But it's of our budget. And until the House releases its proposal, you can't say the budget either exists or it doesn't. You know, from there's been some tidbits out there. I mean, you know, from what I do know, the House budget does actually increase funding for education and does not cut out free lunches for kids. Do not know the full extent of it, but that is the gist of it. The problem is it seems to be right now, it's a little bit more of a political football back and forth than it is the solutions that these guys actually know will work. You know, the state Senate Democrats have criticized the House Republicans for stalling, claiming families are at risk. And I can definitely see where they're talking about the stalling at, right? Because that does happen because the House is trying to get their points across and trying to make sure that they win. You know, the House Appropriations Committee is claiming its budget took months to carefully review, in contrast to the Senate's faster $86 billion plan, which Republicans are saying is too expensive. But I can see where it's too expensive, but it also addressed some of the infrastructure issues that we do have down the road, and that will definitely help. You know, let's kind of talk about the schools a little bit. Michigan schools have begun issuing layoff notices amid the funding uncertainty. I have a special needs son. My son is 7 years old and depends on his para. So me, like a lot of families in Michigan, I have a vested interest in us getting this taken care of. You know, the state has missed the July 1st deadline set by, you know, the PA 160 of 2019 to deliver a school aid budget, forcing districts to make decisions with no confirmed funding. This is irresponsibility by our leadership, and we need to do better, and we should expect them to do better, and they're capable of it because a lot of them are very good men and women that do care about the citizens of the state. Make sure you express your opinions to your state legislators. Let's get this thing taken care of. Call them, email them, whatever you feel you can do. Let's do it. You know, according to reports, the House Bill 4577 would redirect over $1.9 billion from pre-K-12 to higher education compared to current transfers of $461 million. You know, that is, I can see where people can do that, but from what I'm reading is overall, they are putting more money into it. You know, let's get to an issue that really hits us all and our vehicles and our tires. You know, the road funding is a $3 billion sticking point. You know, our Governor Whitmer is demanding a substantial road funding component for approval. You know, I get where people say, hey, this is expensive, right? But let's do a little bit of an investment up front in our roads so our cars, our vehicles save more down the road. It's a lot better than jacked up tie rods, shocks going through your thing, you know, especially if you're not somebody who has a lot of money. You know, so that's a little bit right there, you know, but without in-person talks, things won't work, right? You can't get a budget together if you're not talking to each other. So the House and the governor and the Senate, they really, really, really need to kind of get together and solve this issue. You know, they got to look at, okay, how do we balance out short-term investment for long-term gain for the citizens of this state? You know, it's not optional. We have to do it because, you know, these budgets really impact your ability, you know, right? It hurts your tires, it hurts your wheel wells, you name it. The education, you know, a lot of families don't have the money for certain things. So this impacts their ability to feed their kids. They've relied on it for a long time. And I get where Republicans want to address certain things, but stuff, you know, if you want to change certain processes, I think it's got to be more of a transition phase rather than just a cut phase. But I don't believe the rhetoric coming out of certain areas that it's just a one cut and everybody's calling it a day, because I do know a lot of Republicans, especially my local rep, Jamie Thompson. She is trying to do a lot of work to make sure kids have food. Darren Camilleri, he's done a lot of great work getting roads fixed in the Downriver community. He's done a lot of great work getting the bridge going on Allen and Van Horn, which if you live Downriver, Michigan, my gosh, that intersection right there, especially if you're in an emergency, is the death of you. You know, let's kind of talk a little bit about the, you know, the big, beautiful bill. You know, it can cost Michigan approximately $1.1 billion due to changes in cost sharing for SNAP benefits and Medicaid, plus the new tax breaks. Where we might get a little bit of grace on that is the HHS is trying to ban snacks and soda from people being used on SNAP benefits, which could definitely provide some savings there. You know, I know that natural foods are a little bit more expensive, but it would probably help kids a little bit more. You know, the tax breaks can definitely hurt everybody, no matter who you are. You know, they do help the average working person's pocket, but it can really impact the poor or the needy, depending how you would like to word it, right? Their ability to buy certain things that they need. You know, they were saying that the, I think it is what, by 2032, we could lose an additional $677 million in tax revenue next year because federal income tax changes. Because of revenue sharing, if you know, a lot of these reports are coming out is that we don't have clear budget right now in Michigan, and that's pretty severe for us. You know, in 2023, benefits amounted to about $188 worth of food per person per month. That's really not enough to feed a single individual. I mean, maybe if you weigh like 5 pounds, you know, so I mean, I don't know. To me, that is just not a very good outline there. You know, we've got to find a way to make this stuff a little bit more affordable. You know, here's a way where we could really make up some of this money, right? Michigan lawmakers have requested over $3.4 billion in earmarks for nearly 800 projects in the state of Michigan. You know, House Republicans are trying to institute open hearings and submission deadlines to increase transparency, but House Democrats argue it's a distraction from bigger issues like Medicaid and food assistance. It's probably a little bit of both, right? But I do think that both sides need to be transparent. If anything, these things need to be held more of an open forum. You know, let's talk to our leaders about doing that, because kids need to be fed. People need to have food, but we also need to make sure we can pay the bills without increasing debt. You know, do we need more usage fees, something like that? I don't know, but I think we could explore that in an episode talking about revenue sharing. If somebody would like that, I know that's pretty boring probably to most people, but if it's something you're curious about, I would definitely like to do it. You know, Michigan stands at a crossroads. You know, our schools are laying off staff that we need for our children, not just my son. Lots of sons in the state and daughters. You know, road repairs sit on hold, you know, and the threat of a shutdown looms because companies are going to be very reluctant to do work if they don't know if they're going to get paid. You know, instead of partisan pointing or point scoring, there's room and urgency for collaboration. We have to collaborate like we have done in the state multiple times, including our current governor. You know, if you appreciate this kind of clear-eyed breakdown, make sure to subscribe at our newsletter at themiddlegroundmike.com/newsletter for deeper insights and updates. And if you want to amplify thoughtful middle ground discourse, consider joining us on Patreon. Your support helps sustain independent, balanced voices in politics. That's all for today on the Middle Ground Mike Sunday Local Edition. Thanks for listening. And remember, in Michigan, politics finding the middle might be the only way forward.